After months of negotiations, made complex because of the enormous difficulty communicating with Soviet educators who had little access to fax machines and international phone connections, a delegation of Soviet educators arrived in Washington, D.C. on September 25, 1990, for a 10-day visit. This distinguished group comprised three categories of people: Ministry of Education officials from the Russian Republic, including the Deputy Minister for Higher Education, Yevgeny Kazantsev, who served as head of their delegation; six Soviet presidents and vice presidents, rectors and vice rectors of universities and technical institutes, and several representatives from cultural and art institutions. I assumed that there were also one or two KGB officials who were a part of this delegation, since this was a known Soviet practice, but they remained unidentified, of course. The Christian College Coalition staff prepared a 10-day schedule for the Soviet visitors, which included briefings on American higher education with a special focus on Christian liberal arts education, visits to member institutions of the coalition that were closest to the Washington, D.C. area and whose leaders had expressed an interest in these initial exchange efforts, and a general exposure to American culture and family life. Introducing Soviet educators to private higher education. One of our first tasks involved explaining to these Soviet educators that in the American system of education, private colleges and universities played an important role. When we took our guests to various educational associations in Washington, where officials talked with them about private liberal arts education, it immediately became clear that when they heard the words private education, they were quick to dismiss it as an insignificant feature of American higher education. In the USSR, state universities dominated the landscape, and private educational institutions were relatively unknown. Learning that 56% of American colleges and universities were private was a surprise to them. Of the more than 3,535 colleges and universities in America in 1990, 1,972 were private, including the Ivy League schools and many well-known universities and colleges, both large and small. We gave them a list of coalition member schools and pointed out that a number of them were nationally and regionally ranked as selective, quality institutions. Another immediate challenge arose from how to translate liberal arts into Russian. The delegation's translator struggled with this and eventually decided to define it as humanitarian or humanizing education. The coalition staff also explained to our guests that faith-based higher education was another distinctive feature of American higher education, as represented by the member colleges and universities of the CCC. While 77 colleges and universities were members of the coalition at that time, there were 100 to 125 other Christian colleges as well. Little did we know that it was this distinctiveness that would really capture their attention. Campus tours. We divided our guests into two groups and took one group to the campus of Messiah College in Grantham, Pennsylvania, and the other group to Eastern Mennonite College in Harrisburg, Virginia. They met with the leadership of these colleges, toured the campuses, and attended classes, where they watched faculty-student interaction.